What's up, guys? This is Seth and Tony from Southwest Ohio Full Court Press. What's going on?
Doing good, Seth. How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, and got a little bit of a special episode for the people, don't we?
Yeah, it was a special season, a special fall with the new news we unleashed, and everybody loves bracketology from basketball, so let's try it for football.
That seems the only route to go now that we have dipped our toe into the shallow end, or rather the deep end that is football. But we've had a lot of fun so far this season. Expect that to continue into the playoffs. Best part about playoffs, like you said, is the bracketology. So we've got it all here for you, right down through Division 7. Trying to do most of the Southwest region here, at least as well as we can. We know some of those teams that we haven't been able to see, we've kind of got to go off of statistics and schedules and things. But we feel we got a pretty good idea, don't we?
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll be a good one, and it'll be fun to definitely talk about and kind of follow as it goes on and see how well we do.
All right, so we'll just kick things off straight in. We've got Division One, and for Division One, we've actually got two regions that are in play here. You've got Region Two and Region Four. So we'll just kick it off from the top. Region Two, oddly enough, this entire region has a lot of the Dayton-centric schools, but also brings in some Columbus teams, some Northwest Ohio teams. So to kick things off with the overall sort of, not necessarily game by game for some of these areas, but the top half of the bracket is more that Columbus and Northwest area. So you've got teams like Dublin, Jerome, Toledo, Whitmer, Perrysburg, Findlay, Olentangy, Berlin up there. And Tony, based on what we've seen over the season and what we know, kind of walk me through this a little bit here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Dublin Jerome comes in as that number one seed, and I think they – I don't want to take anything away from their season, but I think they've been kind of the biggest head-scratcher, at least to me, for a number one seed, only because that 8-2 record. And it, I just felt like looking at their schedule, there wasn't really one game that just stood out to me that, wow, that was a huge win for them. Mm-hmm. And I think that – especially in the OCC, with it being a good conference for football, there's plenty of opportunity to get those type of games, but I just didn't see that this year with them. That being said, though, with them being that number one seed, I definitely saw them pretty easily, or I see them pretty easily getting to that regional semifinal game, which would put them through Olentangy and then either Olentangy Liberty or Whitmer. The other portion of that, I really like this Perrysburg team. We went and saw them play your alma mater, Anthony Wayne, earlier in the season. They got a really good offense. Connor Wolanczak, their running back, a University of Toledo commit. TJ Tockett's their quarterback, who is a BG baseball commit, correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
Gunslinger for a quarterback. But that Perrysburg team is just so good, especially out of the NLL. And I see them getting out as well, first beating a Findlay team that they're going to be relatively familiar with. Yep. And then Olentangy Berlin. And then that Perrysburg Dublin Jerome regional semi that we would predict. I actually think Perrysburg is good enough to win this game. I think that they're going to be a sleeper at 9-1 coming into the season. The way they've clicked offensively was great. My only concern is going to be defensively how they're going to look when they play the Celtics. It just depends on how that game, the pace of that game. I think Jerome likes to play a little bit slower on the run game, control the clock. So I could see that being the case here too.
Well, and that one Perrysburg loss is to Dublin Jerome. First game of the season by three, only a field goal. From what I've seen, Perrysburg's only gotten better as the season's gone on. They are a high-powered offense. They can throw it. They can run it. I think they get that revenge game, too, if I had to put my money where my mouth is.
And that's assuming both these teams even get there, I just feel like Perrysburg's got the better team at this point, and you got to ride with the hotter team at this time of the year.
So that's that top sort of district that's going to be coming out of there. Jerome Perrysburg with Perrysburg ultimately making it to that regional final then against the pretty much the Dayton-centric teams. There's a couple Columbus teams down here. So bottom half of the bracket, we'll run through the first couple games here. You've got Springfield and Olentangy Orange. I think we both agree Springfield's probably moving on in that one.
Correct.
Next game, a little bit of a contention here. Fairmont against Huber Heights Wayne, with Fairmont getting the win just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a tight game back then, and Fairmont's had such a great season this year, and my gut wanted me to go with Wayne just because Wayne lost once before. Wayne's got a ton of athletes. They seem to be pretty good.
And they've been playing November. They've been playing really good football in the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
Taking Centerville to a number of games. They took out – who did they take out? They took out Burrow?
I think they did. I think it was Spring Break.
So they've been playing some really good football lately. That was one of my coin toss-ups as well. Ultimately, you rode with Fairmont. I mean, if I had to pick it, I would go Wayne in if it was my bracket alone. But either way, I think we can both say that whoever comes out of that is going to go down to Springfield, right?
Yeah, Springfield's just too good of an offensive team. I don't see them slipping up in November at this point.
So then you go down to that the other piece here. Then you've got a rematch of GWOC teams with Centerville and Northmont. I think we both agreed Centerville is going to roll in that one just like they did in the regular season.
Yes.
And then you get a couple Columbus area teams in Dublin, Kaufman, and Marysville. Tiny typing. Marysville. And you said Marysville was coming out of that one.
Yeah. I mean, you could really go either way on that. Marysville's got – they got such a good history recently, sending a couple guys to Division I schools, and just a really good team altogether. I think if there's an upset in this region, it's them. But even then, I don't see them beating Centerville. Centerville's too good of a defensive team this year that I see them losing in the first 2 weeks.
So that brings you out then a little bit further. Then you've got a Springfield-Centerville rematch. Again, a loaded GWOC this year, just throwing all sorts of teams out here. Ultimately, we think we're seeing a repeat of what happened just a couple of weeks back, where Springfield pretty much dismantled that Elks team.
Yeah, I think Center will be a little more prepared for this one, but it's not going to be enough, I don't think, to stop that high-powered offense.
Okay, so that would get us to a regional final of Perrysburg, potentially, or Jerome against Springfield. Either way is going to be a high-flying matchup. I mean, if it's Perrysburg and Springfield, that's a game I would want to be in attendance for. I mean, my God, that's just going to be nuts.
It will. And, I mean, I think that Springfield, again, going back to what we've been saying so far, Springfield's offense has got so many weapons. Perrysburg's offense has so many weapons. That's going to be a game. It might come down to who's got the ball last.
Yeah.
And whoever makes the first mistake.
Yeah, and the only thing I will say in Springfield's favor, not the only thing, one of the other things I will say in Springfield's favor is, while Perrysburg offense is elite and their defense is big and stout, especially up front, I was not overly impressed with some of their edge defenders, where they had a lot of receivers that seemed like they could be playing both ways of the ball and making a big impact. That may be where Perrysburg's Achilles heel lies. I think that's ultimately what gets Springfield over the hump, is Perrysburg's sort of question mark on defense.
Yeah. Mo Douglas, their coach at Springfield, he got these guys to state last year. He's just a different coach when it comes to football, playoff football. So I think that goes to
Region 2 champions, in our minds, is going to be Springfield over Perrysburg.
Yes.
So that'll roll us to Region 4. Not as many of the Dayton-centric teams, but still a lot of the Southwest teams. With Muller being the number one seed in this bracket, or this regional bracket, there's not a whole lot here because they've been so good all year. You're going to have Muller coming out against Hamilton. That's pretty much a no-brainer. We said St. X was probably going to take an upset over Fairfield. So you'd get a Muller St. X, but then Muller's rolling in that one. As we go down here a little further, then you've got Springboro against Oak Hills. We've got Burrow moving on. They've been very competitive all year, actually took out that Springfield team, found a way to get it done. So they're definitely very dangerous. We would have them going up in the second round against Mason, who would have beaten Colerain. Burrow Mason, Tony, you took Burrow. Why?
Yeah, I just watching how they played this year, and just the GWOC as a whole, you know, being able to play in that conference and succeed in the way that they have, I feel like they're definitely a good enough team to make this run. I think if you gave me an argument for Mason to win this game, I would be just as okay switching it over to the Comets because they've been just as competitive in the GMC. But I really like what I saw at Springboro when I watched them play Elder. They played Elder very tight. Mm-hmm. And with wins over Springfield and other teams during the season, I think Burrow can at least get through this part of their bracket. But kind of what you were saying, a matchup with Moeller, which we would anticipate in that regional semifinal game, that's a different conversation.
Right, and Moeller's going to roll. They're going to get to the regional final. So we go down to the, I'll call it the more southern part of the bracket. I don't know if that's necessarily right because Burrow's about the only north team in the top. So we'll go bottom side of the bracket. You've got Elder Middletown. Elder's coming out of that one. You've got Milford Western Hills with Milford coming out of that one. But again, Elder to roll over them. Then you've got Lakota West and Lebanon with West moving on, Princeton and West Claremont, Princeton moving on. So then you've got Elder Milford with Elder moving on, Lakota West and Princeton. You picked West. Any particular reason for taking West in that one?
They're undefeated. They've got a very good offense. Their defense is just as good. They got a lot of great skill players. I think, you know, if this was another team, you can maybe make that argument, but I think that you can almost count them into that regional final just off their athleticism and just how they play in the GMC.
Right. So then you've got them coming out of that regional semi then against Elder.
Yes.
So you've got a Moeller West showdown that would be probably one of the most highly anticipated matchups, if not right in line with that Springfield-Perrysburg game. That's a game to watch. Mm-hmm. Just two really strong teams, but ultimately you think Moeller's getting it done?
Yeah, they've just been too good this year, man. Their only loss was a 6-0 loss to St. Edwards not that long ago.
Yep.
No one in Cincinnati's been able to beat them, so why not count them at least to get through Cincinnati this year?
Well, there you go. So that is the Region 4 bracket there. Again, Moeller coming out of that one. So that'll take us to Division 2. Interestingly enough, so this is the Region 8 bracket. The top side of the bracket, you've got what I'll call the Witten Woods side of the bracket. Nobody's touched them yet. You don't think anybody's touching them. You've got them going through to the regional final.
I think it's hard to. The only team I could see them maybe getting a game from would be Kings, only because Kings lost by 5 to Winton Woods during the season. Mm-hmm. But Winton Woods has all that Division I talent. They are coming off a state title last year. They're undefeated right now. I mean, there's really no reason I think you can really look at them and think, besides Kings, anyone's going to be able to give them much of a game.
In that top half, for sure.
Correct.
Bottom half of the bracket, and if you want me to go down just through it real quick, it was Winton Woods over LaSalle, Ross over Northwest, Kings over Sydney, Withrow over Loveland, and then you had Winton Woods over Ross and Kings over Withrow, and then Winton Woods over Kings. Going to the bottom half of the bracket, probably the second strongest team, obviously ranked that way, Xenia, also undefeated. They're going to roll against Little Miami. And then in that next game down, you've got Troy and Anderson. A 7-10 matchup, but you've got Anderson taking that game against Troy.
Yeah, Troy's going in the right direction, I think, going into the postseason, but Anderson comes out of that ECC, which is the same conference as Winton Woods and Kings. Mm-hmm. You know, the way they've played this season, I know our friend Matt Bowman has had some things to say about them. I have to feel like even at a 5-5 record, they're going to be a more prepared team, so I did have them getting the win in this one.
Cool. Nope, absolutely can roll with that. And then you've got Edgewood coming out over Lima Senior, and then you've got Pickwood rolling through Stebbins. You ultimately then have a Xenia Anderson matchup, which, based on what you're saying a minute ago, might be a little closer than some people would expect.
I think so. I think we're going to see Anderson be a lot more competitive than what people were expecting to be. You know, Xenia, the way they've played this season, how that offense especially has just been able to score at will, I think you're going to see that yet again here at the end of the day. As good as Anderson, I think, can be, I think that Xenia is just a different animal than Troy. And then that Piqua-Edgewood game, this was a real tough one as well, but I ultimately went Piqua. Edgewood's been good this season. They got some decent wins, but I feel like the Indians have got the more talent. They got the better quarterback in Brady Yule and a lot of other great offensive weapons around him. So I do see that upset happening. which would pit that regional semifinal rematch between Xenia and Piqua.
However, Xenia rolled 28-0 in the regular season.
Correct. Here's what I will say, though. This will not be a shutout again.
No, probably not.
They will not shut Piqua out twice. Piqua's not going to allow that to happen. But the way Xenia's played this season, it's very hard for me to see anybody else besides Xenia winning that region, except for Wynton Woods.
Right. And so thus, you've got a Wynton Woods and Xenia matchup, and you've got Wynton Woods coming out in that one. Just from what we've seen from them this year, I don't necessarily know if Xenia's defense has got enough to withstand Wynton Woods. I know we went and watched Xenia, very impressed with their offense. Defensively, I don't know. Again, it was against a pretty outmatched team in West Carrollton. But defensively, I just didn't see a whole lot that made me super confident that they would be able to hang with Wynton Woods. Then again, a lot of starters were out by halftime. That was a 50-something game by half. So the litmus test is a little tough on that one. But ultimately, Wynton Woods coming out of Region 8 for Division 2.
Yes.
Cool. All right, so now we're on to Division 3. And we would be halfway there if this was basketball. But no, we've got 7. So we're just going to keep on rolling here. Top half of the bracket, oddly enough, you got some southern teams. You got some teams from up north a little bit more. Some around here kind of all mixed in. Your number one seed is Baden. They're going to roll in the first round against Woodward. You've got New Richmond taking the upset over Tecumseh.
Yes.
Any particular reason there?
Saw Tecumseh play against Graham. Got a great running back, Gabe Berner. Really like his game, but the Arrows didn't look great in that game against Graham. New Richmond, they haven't necessarily done anything super impressive that makes them stand out. I just don't think that Tecumseh is going to be a team that I see winning more than one weekend in the playoffs this year.
Well, there you go. So then the next game down would be Wapakoneta and Wilmington. You've got Wapak coming out of that one.
Yes.
And then you've got Bellbrook and Salina, with Bellbrook taking that win. Mm-hmm. So our second round matchups in the top half would be Baden and New Richmond. Baden's rolling in that one. Mm-hmm. You got Wapak and Bellbrook. You still rolling with Wapak here?
Yeah, it was a hard one to go with. At the end of the day, you know, Wapak's riding at this point, and if everything goes like we're expecting, we'll be riding a 10-game winning streak going into this game, with their only loss being week one against Marion Local. They've had a very good defense throughout the season. Bellbrook has also had a great defense, but Bellbrook's biggest downside that I saw in the Monroe game 2 weeks ago, their lack of a passing game. And I think in the playoffs, you have to be able to not only control the clock on the ground, but be able to make up some yardage with the pass play as well. And I think when it comes to two good defenses like that, with that being Bellbrook's hesitancy, I had to ride Wapak to win that one.
Okay. But then you have them getting overwhelmed by Baden.
I don't know about overwhelmed.
I shouldn't say overwhelmed. But for the most part, we're taking Baden in that one.
Yeah.
Just because Baden's just been too good all year, although that's
now
a little bit tougher of a game than some might think.
I think this is the toughest region that we're going to cover, hands down.
Absolutely.
And I think that there's a very good case that could be made for Wapak to win this game. Although Baden's undefeated, there's been several games this year that they have not blown teams out of the water. So I don't think they're Superman by any means, but, you know, I do think they're undefeated for a reason. So we're going to go with Baden to win this game. But you can make a case for Wapak if you wanted to.
Fair enough. All right, so bottom half of the bracket then. You got Western Brown, the 2 seed, taking on Mount Healthy. Western Brown rolling in that one. Hughes and Monroe. This is another upset, at least by the rankings, where you've got Monroe, the 10 seed, over the 7-seeded Hughes. Mm-hmm. Big red team. And then you've got Tip taking over Hillsboro. And then in probably one of the closest games that you're going to see in first round, you've got CJ and Trotwood. And ultimately, we're rolling with CJ.
Yeah, Trotwood's got the big play potential with Timmy Carpenter and his many offensive weapons. But CJ runs that wing tee offense, and Earl White likes to do. I think controlling the clock against a young team like Trotwood is what gives the Eagles the win. But like you said, this could be very close with Trotwood's ability to make up a lot of yardage and a lot of time.
Yeah, we certainly saw that against Alter, although CJ, a better team than Alter, will certainly be a very interesting game to keep our eyes on. So then going into that second round, you've got Western Brown and Monroe. Western Brown roll in there. Tip and CJ then in that very bottom second round matchup. That will also be a good game as well, but ultimately Tip coming out of that one?
Tip will come out of that one. I'm going to take a step back for Western Brown Monroe. I think that'll be a close game too, and here's why. These two played week three. Seth, can you take a guess what the final score was?
Not even a clue.
65-51, Western Brown won.
Holy.
That was the most points Monroe has put on this season and also the most points they've given up.
Defense was not there, though.
Defense was not there. Both teams are playing better now. Western Brown, obviously, with Drew Novak, their quarterback. I think Western Brown won that game. I wanted to throw that stat out. I knew you would like that. Going back to your initial comment, Tip and CJ. Yeah, Tip has been such a good team this year, and they've been fun to watch, especially on the defensive end of the football. They seem to play the right way. And I think CJ, again, going back to, yes, CJ has that wing tee offense. It's good. But their passing game was not good when I watched them against Fenwick. I think Tip wins this one.
All right. So that would give us a regional semi with Western Brown and Tip. Ultimately, you're rolling with Tip still?
You can make you can make the case for Western Brown. They got the best player.
Like you said, just like the top half, you could make a case for Wapak over Baden. So this could be a complete mashup of four teams here. Mm-hmm. Baden, Wapak, Western Brown, and Tip. But you said Western Brown's got the best player with Novak?
Yes, but Tip's the better team in this case, I think.
Fair enough. So, based on what we would think, we would see a Baden-Tip matchup, and ultimately you're thinking Baden's coming out of here?
Yeah. They've seen more styles of play this year in the GCL. Again, they're undefeated. They're coming off of being at State a year ago. I really like what I've seen in their offense this year. I got to roll with them until someone proves they can beat them, and I don't think, obviously, well, nobody has done that yet up to this point in the season.
Yeah, I think that might be out of the now four regions that we've done. I think that might be the first one that we've gone chalk in. No, we went chalk in region four as well, just based on the rankings at least. Just going top team, top team, top team. No. Yeah. Ultimately, so Baden comes out of region 12. Will certainly be interesting to see if any of those other teams can pick one of those guys off and get us a little bit of a different matchup, like a Wapak Tip or a Wapak Western Brown. I think a lot of those various matchups could be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
All right. Diving down to Division 4. Again, north side of the bracket. So this is Division 4. It's Region 16. North side of the bracket is the Wyoming bracket. They're the number one seed here. They're going to roll against Waverly. Next game down, Springfield, Shawnee, and Bacon. I think both of us looked at this and said if RJ Griffin was playing, you'd probably take Shawnee. However, with him going down due to injury, we're taking Bacon in this one just because that's too critical of a piece to lose this late in the season.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay. Then you've got Unioto and Clinton Massey. You've got Unioto coming out. Urbana and Graham. You've got Urbana coming out. So then you've got Wyoming Bacon, taking Wyoming in that one.
Absolutely.
Unioto and Urbana, you're taking Unioto, but Urbana might make it more of a game or not so much.
I don't know about that as much. Urbana, they've been a team that's kind of been under the radar maybe coming out of the CBC, but Unioto being 9-1, Chillicothe has really had a really good success in football last couple years, so I got to feel like Unioto is going to have enough guys to win that one.
Okay, but then you do see Wyoming continuing their role or their run here, taking out Unioto and getting to that regional final.
Yes.
Okay. Bottom half, more of the Cincinnati Dayton bracket. You've got Taft and Cincy Hills Christian Academy. Taft coming out of that one. You've got Reading and Alter. With Alter coming out of that one, even as the 10 seed, just play a tougher schedule than Reading.
Yes.
A little more prepared.
Yep.
Okay. Then you've got Fenwick and Eaton. Got Fenwick coming out of there. Again, tougher schedule than Eaton plays. I think they're just gonna handle business there. McNick and Northridge. This was one that really interested me. By the rankings, most people would say, "Oh, McNick." You took Northridge.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the minority here, I think, too. Northridge has just been better in October, in my opinion. Well, not by opinion, they have been better in October than McNicholas has. You can make the case McNick playing a tougher schedule in the GCL, and they've played Alter, they played Baden, played Fenwick. You could easily make that case, but I think Northridge earlier in the season especially looked good. They had a stretch where they struggled middle September, but now they're playing better football. I think if you're going to see an upset in this region, it's going to come there. So I'm going Northridge, yes.
All right. So then you have a Taft-Alter matchup where ultimately Taft's just going to be too athletic for Alter to hang with. They're going to roll Fenwick and Northridge. While one upset might happen over a strong GCL team, you're not going to see two in a row.
No.
Fenwick's going to take that one.
Yep.
So you've got Taft and Fenwick then. Contrasting styles here, or just Taft's just going to be too much?
I want to say Fenwick with how they play. They're very much like, it's like what we see in basketball, like you said, contrasting styles of play. Ultimately, though, that athleticism that Taft has, I don't think Fenwick has enough depth to counter.
Okay.
So I do think Taft will win this one.
Okay. But then you've got Wyoming over Taft for the regional final.
Wyoming beat them 20-0 earlier in the year. Wyoming is riding this train of just domination when it comes to the CHL and Region 16. Again, similar to some of these earlier rematches, I don't think they're going to shut them out again, but I think Wyoming's the clear favorite here.
There you go. So Region 16 finalist and winner, Wyoming. Division 5, getting into it. Got a number of teams here, very strong teams from the Dayton area. Your number one seed being Valley View. This is Region 20. They're taking on Carlisle. They're going to roll in that game. Next game is Summit Country Day, with Summit Country Day taking out Blanchester. You've got Zane Trace and Clark Montessori. You got Zane Trace coming out of that one. And then Madeira taking out Gamble Montessori. So we've got a Valley View Summit Country Day matchup with Valley View moving on. And then Zane Trace and Madeira with Madeira moving on. But then you've got Madeira taking out Valley View to get to that regional final.
Yeah, Madeira's got one specific player that I really, really like, and that's Connor Kravick. He's a tight end. He's committed to the University of Akron. I've watched this kid play basketball, and I watched some film on him on football. And this kid's very good. And there's one thing about Madeira that I know from the past watching them in sports. They're a very, very athletic team, and they're a physical team. I think when it comes to football, sometimes the more physical team could just overpower another opponent.
Absolutely. I would say that probably is, if you're going to pick a sport where athleticism and physicality is going to overpower someone, it's football.
So I think as good as Valley View's been this year, I think that Madeira, you have to take in this one.
All right. Fair enough. Bottom half of the bracket, a little more Dayton-based. You've got Milton Union and Greenan. Milton Union's rolling on. Mm-hmm. Greenview, Preble Shawnee. You took Greenview in that one, although closer than some might think.
Yeah, Preble Shawnee, they have some games they lost. It's just kind of questionable. Greenview has been outscoring opponents 134-10 in October. I think that they'll have enough in the tank to beat Preble, but, man, playing that Milton Union team, we talk about toughness. Milton Union is the textbook definition of toughness in football.
Yep. So we'll go down. We'll finish the bottom half of the bracket then. You've got Northeastern and Waynesville. Northeastern's rolling. They've got a pretty high-powered offense. They're gonna dominate that one. And then you've got Brookville and Purcell Marion. Brookville rolling there. So our second round games down low would be Milton Union Greenview, which you said definition of physical football team. They're going to roll against Greenview. Northeastern and Brookville. You're taking Brookville?
Yeah, Northeastern. Okay. Here's my thing with this region. Northeastern was sitting as the number one seed going into the final week of the season. And even though they won that game, look what ends up happening. They dropped to that 3.
Strength of schedule.
Strength of schedule is what killed them, and that's what I think is going to go into this one. Brookville, with their running back Tim Davis, has been great this year. They've been consistent from day one. I think that when you're looking at this from a standpoint of who the more disciplined and prepared team is going to be, I think it's going to be Brookville.
All right. So that would leave us with a Milton Union-Brookville regional semifinal. Milton Union going to overpower Brookville in that one to give us a Madeira and Milton Union regional final. And we're still rolling with Milton Union. Bulldogs getting it done.
I think they get it done this year, Seth.
I would agree. So that's it for Region 20. Now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. Division 6, Region 24. Can we just hold this up and say Marion Local, Marion Local? Yes, no?
Yeah, let's give him the respect and at least talk briefly, but I think you've kind of hit the nail on the head that it's the Marion Local show.
Unfortunately, they've just been dominant. I mean, you look at program history, this year's nothing different. They're going to roll in the top half of the bracket. They're going to roll through Anna. West Liberty Salem's going to get a win over Triad. Versailles is going to get a good win against National Trail. Williamsburg is going to take over Twin Valley South. So you've got Marion Local, West Liberty Salem, Locals moving on. Versailles and Williamsburg with Versailles moving on. And then a Marion Local Versailles regional semi where Marion Local is going to move on again. If there's going to be a game, at least in my head when you look at it, to say, is there a shot somewhere that's a very good Versailles team that could pose a threat there?
Mm-hmm.
But Marion Local still roll into the regional final.
Yep.
Yes?
Yes.
Bottom part of the bracket, you've got Allen East and Lucasville. Allen East winning that one. Paint Valley and Huntington, or Chillicothe Huntington. Paint Valley moving on. Then you've got Tri-Village and Deer Park with TV moving on. And then Cincy Country Day and Eastern with Cincy Country Day moving on. Allen East is going to take out Paint Valley, at least in our minds. Tri-Village is moving on. So you've got an Allen East Tri-Village regional semifinal. Ultimately, you've got Allen East moving on to take on Marion Local. Ultimately, Marion Local going to win this one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Any of these other matchups that I kind of ran through there that we should discuss in a little more depth?
I like Tri-Village. They're the one local team in here besides Versailles. And I really think that they are going in the right direction with that football program. And I did actually take them in one of my other interviews to beat Allen East and play Marion Local. But after I did some more research after that interview, I mean, Allen East is number two for a reason. I think Tri-Village had some moments where I've kind of questioned. I know they had 6 turnovers in the game against Preble Shawnee in week 2. Mm-hmm. They've obviously gotten better since then, but that's something I just can't get out of my head. And with them being a somewhat younger team, I think the turnovers are going to show its ugly head come playoff time. So I do think Allen East is going to get the edge now. But, I mean, like we've been saying, this is Marion Locals until someone proves they can beat them. And the fact that they're 10-0, they're riding a 29-game winning streak going back to last season, I think they're the easy favorites.
Right. Is Allen East going to give them more of a game than Versailles in the regional semi?
I think Versailles will be more of a game only because Versailles will have some familiarity to them playing them in the season. I think Allen East, you know, that's going to be a good football team, but it's going to come down to prep. What does Marion Local know about them? Because Allen East can prep, but Marion Local is going to be just as prep themselves.
Okay. So Region 24 for Division 6, the Marion Local Show. That'll take us down to our last bracket already. We've moved through pretty steadily. Division 7, Region 28. Got a lot of Dayton area teams in this one. A lot of really good teams just looking down through this. I know you still rank them 1 through 16, but there's a lot in here, at least in my head when I go through some of this. But we'll start at the top. Ansonia and Riverview East. Ansonia's coming out of that one. Mm-hmm. Then you've got Catholic Central and St. Bernard with Catholic Central moving on.
Yes.
Riverside and Layman Catholic. Ultimately, you're thinking Riverside's moving on?
Just beat Layman by a lot recently, so they're going to do it again, in my opinion.
There you go. And then you've got New Bremen and Cedarville, with New Bremen coming out.
Yes.
So your second round matchups, Ansonia, Catholic Central, Riverside, New Bremen. Ultimately, thinking Ansonia is going to come out of that against Catholic Central.
Yes.
And New Bremen coming out against Riverside.
Yes.
All right. And then you've got an Ansonia and New Bremen, New Bremen regional semi. You're taking New Bremen here against the rankings, against the number one seed. Why?
It's that MAC play. I think the MAC is, I mean, we just talked about Marion Local, one team in Division 5 we didn't talk about because they're in a different region, Coldwater.
Yeah.
MAC team. The MAC might be better. I'm going to watch what I say. The MAC might be as competitive as the GWOC. So I think that a lower seeded MAC team is just as good as a higher seeded non-MAC team.
Fair enough.
I like David Holman, their quarterback. I like this team has a history. They were in the state. I think they made it to state in 2020 for football, if I remember correctly. So they've done it before. And end of the day with Ansonia, like, they've been consistent this season. But looking at them on paper, they haven't looked at times to be the best team in this region. So after doing more research, I felt like New Bremen is a team that you just kind of have to ride with in this one.
All right. Bottom half of the bracket here. We get our good friends from up at Fort Loramie taking on St. Henry, with Loramie rolling in that one. Mm-hmm. Southeastern and Cincy College Prep, Southeastern rolling there. Mechanicsburg and Lockland, with Mechanicsburg moving on. And then Minster Fort Recovery with Minster moving on.
Yes.
Anything in any of those first rounds, or let's go second round?
Let's go second round.
Okay. Fort Loramie, Southeastern. We've ultimately are writing in Fort Loramie to move on to that regional semi, and then Mechanicsburg over Minster.
Yes.
Okay. Loramie and Mechanicsburg.
Yes.
Then in the regional semi.
Went with Loramie.
Went with Loramie.
Yes.
Okay. So we've got a Loramie and New Bremen regional final. Ultimately, you're thinking New Bremen comes out of this one.
Yeah, this is another one where you could make the case for Fort Loramie, and honestly, like, it would probably be a very easy conversion for me. But if I'm going to stick to my guns with New Bremen beating the one seed Ansonia, I think it'd be foolish for me to change it up now.
Mm-hmm.
Loramie will be better prepared because Loramie has played with that independent schedule. They can go play whoever they want, and they did play different types of teams. So Loramie very easily could be prepped for this game, but it goes back to really liking what Bremen has been able to do this season, and I'm just going to keep riding that, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I think that they've got something to prove.
Hey, man, fair enough. There's something to be said about sticking to your guns. So then the Region 28 for Division 7, the way we're writing it out, New Bremen is our regional finalist. So that was all seven in under 40 minutes. I'd say that's pretty darn good.
You won't see us do that for basketball. It will not happen for basketball.
No, because, I think basketball is such a game where things can – little things can make a very big difference. And at times I think it's easier for those upsets to occur in basketball than football. Again, five guys on a court per team as opposed to 11 on each side in football – there's just less variables. People can just get hot in basketball, and there's not a lot that can be done to stop it. In football, I think you can still make a tackle even when you're overwhelmed. So a lot of this did go pretty chalk, at least by some of the rankings. Not to say that rankings are infallible by any means. But we've got some really good games here. A lot of coin tosses. A lot of big-time rematches from games that were played earlier in the season. Chances for teams to get some revenge or at least try to put out a better showing than they did the first time around when teams might have gotten beat earlier in the season. So the way we're coming down to it for our regions, just to recap real quick. Division 1, Region 2. Springfield coming out against Perrysburg. Division 1, Region 4, Moeller coming out against Lakota West. Division 2, Region 8, Winton Woods coming out over Xenia. Division 3, Region 12, Baden coming out over Tip. Division 4, Region 16, Wyoming coming out over Taft. Division 5, Region 20, Milton Union coming out over Madeira. Division 6, Marion Local coming out over Allen East. Again, Division 6, Region 24. And then Division 7, Region 28, New Bremen coming out against Fort Loramie. I think it'd be really fun here, Tony, to come back in a couple of weeks, see where things stand, see what we learn about some of these teams that maybe we don't have as much of an idea on, and just a chance to learn some more, maybe take a look at this again for regional semis, to see where things stand, and then maybe take a look at the brackets a little bit bigger and see where things might be state-wise, just for the fun of it.
I think it would, and obviously, like, I think the elephant in the room, it goes without saying, too, you know, our bread and butter is basketball, and we're going to be getting into basketball here in about – well, actually, they start practicing on Friday.
Yes, indeed.
So the content will be coming back for that. So the only thing I'll add to what Seth said is, you know, obviously we'll keep covering football through the playoffs, and then obviously basketball is going to be right in the swing of things. So make sure you're following us on Twitter and even Instagram, so that way you can be up to date on all the content as well as up to date on where we'll be at. This year we're going to be trying to get out and see a few more teams from a statewide level. The focus will continue to be here in Southwest Ohio. It's where we both live, where we both love. But we obviously want to show some love to the entire state as well with the growth we've had. So you may catch us in places like Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Adams County for that matter, wherever. So definitely make sure you follow us along on Twitter to find out where we're at. Seth, it's another year, man. We're at year four going into this.
Time seems to be flying by, my friend.
Absolutely.
You know, dabbling into football this fall has been an absolute blast. I don't think we're going to change. I don't think we're going to stop doing that next year. I think if anything, we'll get a little more intense about it, just like we kind of grew into basketball a little bit, just to try to provide some more content and coverage for all things Dayton sports, Southwest sports. So like Tony said, give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, whatever, at SWOFCP. And check out the website as well, SWOFCP.com. You'll find pretty much everything there, from links to the podcast to written articles that Tony's done. So give it a listen or a read. Let us know what you think. And Tony, other than that, I'd say we might see these guys in a couple of weeks. Yeah,
I think we'll see them in a couple of weeks, my friend.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll be looking for you out on those socials.